Thank you, BBS Radio, for broadcasting this worldwide live over the internet. Good evening. It is Wednesday, April 26, 2017. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California, and this is a gathering of people, partially online, over the radio, and partially on the live conference call. So we await people to join live in here. I am able to welcome those. John is here with us. Thank you for being here, John. And we wait for more people to show up and for Winfrey to be here with Terry Brown in just a few minutes. Thank you for participating. And as we are only 2 minutes away from the hour, I will not play another song, as I expect more people to be here shortly.
There are stars in the southern sky.
I see we did have another person join in here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Susan in Virginia.
Hi, Susan. Is it you with this phone number? You know what the weirdest thing is? That the first name that's displayed on your caller ID is my name.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you for being here, Susan. And more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi. Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, Heinz. It's Dave.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Got it. Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Heinz, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And then welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Hello, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi.
All right. And another person joined in. Welcome.
Hi, this is Terry on Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Good evening.
Hi, Terry.
Good to have you, Terry.
Hi.
You sound great.
Thank you.
All right. You know, if Vin is going to be here shortly...
Let me go check.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Prudence calling.
Hello, Prudy. Good evening to you and welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Bonnie in California.
Good evening, Bonnie. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everybody.
All right. And the next person, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Thank you, guys. This is Ron in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Good evening to you, Ron. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right. And Terry is looking for a win. I welcome all those that are joining in here with us through BBS Radio Online. Thank you for participating with tonight's call, as it is another Wednesday call. But if you have questions, you can submit those per email and be handled in tonight's call. I welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
It's Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger. Good to have you. And somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Clarence.
Welcome to the call. Clarence?
Well, my name is Raiden. I'm in Arizona. Hi. Positive greeting.
Positive greeting to you, Raiden. Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Hello, this is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And another caller. Welcome. All right. And so we are live on BBS Radio. Good evening, Wynn. Welcome to the call. Are you ready for the recording to start? I need to go. I can't hear you. I just heard you in the background, I think. No, there's nothing coming through your line, man.
Did he call in?
He just called in, but I cannot hear him. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Susan in Michigan.
Welcome, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. Ben, are you here yet? Terry, may I ask you, can I give you one of my tasks?
What is that?
To make sure that he started the recording when he comes on.
Okay. I will do that.
And Bonnie, if other people come in, if you want to welcome, actually, the things are off. So hang tight, folks. I got to run my son is waiting. Much love to you all.
I just was leaving, and he wants to make sure you start the recording. So nobody can hear you. Wynn will be right back. We can't hear you. He's changing headsets.
Well, welcome everyone to the call. We're just experiencing some difficulties due to living in the third dimension.
Hello, this is 3D Wynn.
We can hear you.
We're here.
Well, I'm much better when you can't hear me.
Oh, I'm sure you're really wise then, huh?
Well, I don't know if I go that far. But when you can hear me, I'm a wise guy.
Right.
If you couldn't hear me, then I'd just be in silence. Terry?
Yeah.
Hives, you can go.
He's gone.
All right, Terry?
Yeah.
Are you up for doing this tonight?
Yeah.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
She got really tired a little bit, and I wasn't sure. Okay.
The dings are off.
Is that May?
And don't forget the recording.
All right. Nagging women, huh? What would we do without them?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Terry?
Yeah.
You're there, correct?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to mute everybody.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is April 26, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere, and another edition of You've Got Questions. And we have questions. I don't know why I tell this to people, because everybody knows what it's about. But what the heck? We have some questions today, and Terry was really tired, and I wasn't sure we were going to do it, so I was preparing a replay call, and if she gets tired in the call, we'll just do some of the replay call, and if not, we'll just ask away. We have been doing something really interesting. And I'll share with you. You know, I found a device that different people are using around the country that looks like it belongs in Disney World or Star Trek. And it's called a Photon Genius. And it's it happens to have been designed by a guy that died fairly recently. His name is Ed Skilling, who comes from the Rice-Lakofsky School of Energy Healing. And it appeared as if he had built the ultimate healing device on the surface. And it looks, it's like about 7 feet tall. It's a semicircle of lights. When you turn it on, it goes, and the lights flash. And I'm telling you, I mean, just on appearances, it would be hard to take seriously. But it just so happened, I've heard of this guy, his name was Ed Skilling, for years. And I remember reading about him and reading, he used to make little devices for brain tuning and for tuning the body. And this thing was recommended by someone who is credible. So I looked it up, and there was someone in Sedona that does sessions. And most people can't afford it, okay? I mean, it's not because they have a cheaper machine you can buy. But this device costs about $35,000. No, $25,000. $25,000 it is. And so it's a semicircle that you stand in the semicircle, and you're surrounded with lights. You turn it on for half an hour, and it does infrared heat, and then it sends frequencies through your body. Now, I spent the last 2 days researching this. I called people up who were doing it. I gauged their honesty in their responses. One of them, I think I'm going to have on my Monday night show, his name is Craig, who's in Mesa, who used to be a construction worker. And he got so excited about this machine, he bought one and has people that he does these sessions with. And really, when you do a session, you don't do anything. You just turn the machine on, and it buzzes and flashes for half an hour. And I was talking to him about all the results he was having. And it is amazing. People with cancer, people with Lyme disease, people with you name it. And Sedona was talking to this about the same stuff. And in fact, they told me about a person nearby whose wife cured himself of stage 4 something in about 6 months, and he thought it was a miracle. And I called the guy up, and it was all authentic. And I don't know, you know, the idea of frequency healing, some of you probably never have been exposed to it. And the first person to do it that I know of was a guy by the name of Royal Rife. And he was alive in the 20s and 30s and more. And he built a microscope that was supposedly unlike any other microscope there ever was. You could see smaller spaces. And he was able to see microbes, viruses, and bacteria. And then he would put frequencies on them. He had a frequency generator machine and found that when he hit the right frequency, these pathogens would implode And then he would put these frequencies on somebody and implode all their pathogens, and they'd end up having miraculous healings. And he was showing it to doctors, and there was actually an article in the San Diego Tribune about him healing people from cancer. And we have a rice machine here. Terry bought one a long time ago, and I was thinking of pulling it out, but we can't find one of the pieces of it. And one of the problems with it is, with a rice machine, you have to get the frequency exactly right for the pathogen. So I've been aware of frequency healing for quite some time, and so has Terry. Now, this machine called the Photon Genius does some kind of frequency sweep, so you don't need the exact right frequency. And this guy in Mesa that I spoke to, and I didn't think he was the least bit of hype, I thought he was extremely transparent, told me 98% of the people that use it get results. So they do have these machines all over the country. You can read up on them. Just look up. If you want to look at a guy in Mesa who has some of the best testimonials, just go to YouTube and do Photon Genius Mesa. That's Mesa, Arizona. And so Terry had her first session yesterday in Sedona. I said Photon Genius Mesa. She had a session yesterday, and she had another one today, and she was quite tired today. And this morning she had better energy than she's had in quite some time. So we're going to be doing these sessions quite often, and we'll be reporting, unless I decide I think there's something not right about it. You'll be really impressed when you hear some of the people I talked to. Might do that this Monday. I was going to do another session on Terry, which I have more interesting things to share, but we'll put that off a week. And Terry, you have any comments on the Photon Genius before we start, since I'm talking about it?
Am I muted?
No.
Okay. Well, it causes one to sweat and to bring out toxins. The sessions are a half hour, and you sit or stand in front of it, and turn so that it gets your whole body, in front and the back. This morning, after doing the session yesterday, I had a lot of energy, but then this afternoon, it has a lot to do with how much water I drink too. I didn't drink enough water the last day. I got really tired, but I'm hopeful that the Photon Genius can help me out.
Okay. I want to thank all of you who made donations, because it's helping me take the time to find all these things and to pay for them. This particular therapy is not that expensive, considering all things. And it just may be the best. I don't know. From talking to people, it's certainly an adjunct to anything else, because it doesn't do anything harmful. And it only, people are healing themselves just with this device. So So it's pretty incredible. Don't be put off, though, by the fact that it looks like it's from Disneyland, because that's okay. Just that's their disguise. So they can make it through the scrutiny, I think, of authorities. All right, let us get started here. Did I start the recording? Oh, I do have the recording now, right? Okay. And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, we greet you in the low light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you this day in April 2017. We come to you directly. We do not come over the telephone line or over the computer. Oh, it is only the voice that comes in that manner. But we have a direct connection. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it. It is not meant for you at that time.
Thank you.
Do you have questions?
Yes. Let me ask this first question. Since we talked about the photon genius, usually before I do something like that, I check with you guys. And in this case, I felt so positive, and it seemed so little risk that I didn't check. But I thought I'd just ask the question after the fact. Can you make any comments on this therapy or this modality?
It radiates frequencies of varying frequencies, which encourage the health of the cell and discourage pathogen help. It makes the cell stronger, the good cell stronger. It also detoxifies the body so that it eliminates pathogens and built up toxins. So we consider this a good adjunct to the other things that one might do for help.
Thank you. Is it something that would be good for Terry to do every day or a few times a week?
Yes.
Every day is good?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next question is from Stephen in Mitchell, South Dakota. And I have a lot of fear and anxiety about making any decisions because of past decisions I made that led to long-lasting difficulties or regrets. You will probably say there is no good or bad decisions, only learning experiences. I just have a really hard time letting go of regrets when I don't feel like I've made the best decision possible. How can I avoid creating these fears, anxieties, and regrets? Thank you.
one of the things that you can do is to become familiarize yourself with the alternatives, familiarize yourself with circumstances of where you jump in with both feet, as if you were going to move to a new location. Check it out first. Actually get the flavor of it. What are the restaurants that are there? Are there universities there? What are the jobs that are available? What do the major people work at in the area? What are the schools like? Whatever it is that your decision is, get very familiar with the circumstances. What is available? If it is concerning the dating of a girl, get familiar with the girl. Get to know her. Get to be around her. See what it is like to be with her. Sometimes it is hard to see all of the ramifications of a decision. If you are looking at all of the circumstances concerning the pros and cons of the decision, to decide one way, to decide the other, see if there's anything that seems a little odd or a little out of place or not quite right, and investigate that. And you may end up with a totally different decision after you have reviewed all of the factors involved. If it involves a person, check on the person's history. What are the circumstances? Where did they live in the past? What friends do they have? Sometimes when you check things out, things will turn up and enable you to make a better, more well-informed decision. Thank you. Lynn, back over to you.
I'm sorry, I was talking, I was muted. I wanted to say this for myself, Stephen. I am very careful about how I make decisions, and I lean into things. I make, like, if it involves other people, it's kind of, I give myself back door, house. Like I said, okay, I'll try this for a day. But if it doesn't work, I'll just be honest with you. And I may not want to continue it after that. You know? It's just that it's easier to make certain decisions when you're in the middle of the experience of the decision, where you know you can back off and readjust as yourself. Okay, next question. This is from Don in Ohio. What do the sources think of the ideas of visualization to manifest things in the physical world? Does that really work, or is there another way to attract what you want? Thank you, Don.
there are more than one way to attract what you want, but visualization is a very good way. In fact, sometimes there is breakthrough from the future into the present, so that if you are thinking of, say, money, to visualize money, visualize it falling from the sky, visualize it floating around, visualize the frequency of money. And if it is in your future, it is very easy to visualize it coming in, even though you don't have it right then. And visualization can apply to artwork. If you visualize the final art piece, it can help you put it together easily. Visualization is a very good tool. Visualization involves the visual. There is also other sensory things, such as sound, music, touch, which you can, if you're putting together a scene that you are visualizing something, you can add the sound, you can add the voice, the music, the feel of it, the texture of it, and it helps the universe to bring it into you.
Thank you. Something I notice about visualization is that in the course of time, there are times when I can totally visualize and be in the reality of having something. And there are times when I can't do that. I'm too preoccupied. If I want to make something manifest, it's important for me to take action in that moment when I can actually experience the reality of having something, not in the moment when I can't. And it's not just because I could put a visualization in my mind, but it doesn't work because I'm not in the moment of having it. I don't know if I explained that right, but I know it's true for me. So in any case, thank you, Don, for your question. And from Edna, I would like to ask the sources if they could check on my dear friend Gerhard Gutland from Germany, who passed 3 years ago. I would like to know if he is doing well, since he was very sick when he passed. Also, I'd like to know if he is receiving my love when I send him love light regularly. Thank you, Edna.
Thank you. Give us some His name again is Gerhard. What is his name?
Gerhard Gutland.
And he was from Germany?
Yes.
We see that he is still in the astral above a city in Germany. He is acting as a guide, and at some point may take another body, but he is very much involved in being a guide and quite happy about his ability to move from one place and checking on things to another place and checking on things. We see that he has a group that he is a guide to, which is somewhat of a spiritual group, and it is quite sacred. He is a very deep fellow and considers his responsibilities to be the ability to honor them and to take responsibility. The thought that you sent him does help support him. Thank you.
Thank you. Somebody asked me recently, I forget who it was, but it doesn't matter, how Carla was doing on the other side. Is it appropriate to ask that?
Give us a moment. Carla is spending time as a guide to Jim, is hanging around Jim to support Jim, and she is very giving, and very loving, and give support where she can.
Thank you. Next question is, is from Prudence in Virginia Beach. I understand the teachings from Ra Elohim on healing oneself, such as when the mind, body, spirit understands the law of one and is accepted by self. If one has a bone deformity, such as a joint replacement that has been shattered, and there is distortion and pain, can that injury or bone be healed? For example, if a foot bone was damaged, is there a chance the bone joint will correct itself? Or is it more like a light body foot point joint that can be healed? Also, are those times when spiritual healing becomes, are there times when spiritual healings become more, wait a second, I'm saying it wrong. Let me just ask those two questions before I go on. If the foot bone was out, yeah, go ahead.
If someone has an injury, the energy from the injury, the deformity, the misadjustment, stays, and it can be corrected, say, with a joint, new joint or surgery, but the energy of the injury stays, and it makes it very hard for this to heal. Let's say that there is no hardware put in. As part of the healing and the correction for the joint to heal. Now, there's no hardware that has been put in. The energy of the accident, of the use, misuse of the joint, of the damage to the joint, the energy is overriding. And it dictates pain and difficulty with the operation of the joint because the energy of the disruption is overriding. If the energy can be removed, the bad energy can be removed, then the joint has a greater chance of healing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Next question. My own question, following up that question. Occasionally we read about someone that has a kind of miracle where, say, a car has run over her son, and the woman picks up the car and moves it to the side. When this happens, is it because angelic forces are coming in and helping her, or is there another explanation?
People can have access to great strength from the universe. When a loved one is trapped under a car and the individual has enough of a will to tap into their universal strength, they can and can lift the car off. They do not think about it. It is something that must be done. But it is a universal strength that the individual may tap into.
Okay, and when this happens, are they doing it themselves? I mean, theoretically, their muscles don't have the mass strength to do something like that. Are they doing it, kinetically? Are they actually able to lift the car with their energy, or are they getting outside help?
There's outside help.
There's outside help. So there's a group of angelic sources that are scanning, looking for people that have these kinds of needs.
There is time lag in what you suggest. This phenomena takes no time lag. It is immediately available as everything is in the now.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the next question here is, after Prudence's questions about the foot bones and light body foot joint, then the question is, are these the times when spiritual healing becomes more prevalent?
The answer is yes, as more people are aware of the potential.
Okay. And next question is, do planets such as Mercury retrograde affect healing for better or worse? I think she's asking, do planetary positions affect healing such as Mercury retrograde?
They can, because they affect actions in the third entity, where the individual is expecting certain responses, but by Mercury being in retrograde, the responses have a slant or a twist on them. So they can affect everything that the person is trying to do if it does not take into account that there is a retrograde in motion and that all of the connections, the mediums, the energies she's relying on might not be there for him, as they are acting in a different way and have a twist on them. And he may, a healer or anyone, can lose track of the median energy and miscalculate.
Thank you. Next question is from, well, actually, Prudence did say she thanks all of us and thanks all of you who strive so hard to work with us down here. And the next question is from Bonnie in Corona, California. Last night's Whole Planet Healing call was very powerful. I loved the transcript of Terry's channeling, and yes, I got it. After the call was over, I was feeling very high, and I was thinking of my best friend Margaret, who passed away when we were much younger, 15 years ago. I felt very connected and physically experienced an enveloping warmth, like a loving hug, and I was sure it was her come to visit while my vibrations were high enough to notice her. Would our sources comment on this, please? Thank you.
Yes. When you think of another and the soul signature of that other, it can open up the pathway that immediately you are connected, and it can be a momentary connection of recognition, of love, of communication. It is a beautiful thing when this happens.
Thank you. Okay, next question. This is from me. There was an indication in something I read some time ago that human DNA connected, was able to connect with the Earth, where in many cases, alien DNA could not connect to the Earth, and that ETs needed humans to be around for certain reasons because of their DNA connections. Could you explain that, please? Expand on that?
There are many connections between an individual on Earth and the Earth itself. The Aryan, we assume you mean an alien race, is that right?
Yes.
They have been developed to connect to a different situation. So when they come to Earth, they may not be able to connect in the same way to the Earth realm. They may have trouble tolerating the different bacteria that are here. They may have trouble with the atmosphere. They may not be able to do work because of their lack of oxygenation in the Earth realm. Systems, biological systems, are generally developed along the lines of what planetary realm they have come from. So when they come to Earth, there is a mismatch, and they are not able to perform in a totally adequate way to suit their own DNA.
Thank you. Is that the end of the question?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. I'll put in a question here. And it has to do with formulating the questions. Terry's healing. And you mentioned that the therapy was a good adjunct. And to clarify that, does that mean that other therapies may be almost as good and are worth including?
There are different therapies that work in different capacities. There are certain basic things that need to be done daily: drinking enough water, eating enough food, being in a harmonious environment so that the healing can take place. The SAFT works along with the detoxification of the machines. There are vitamin C therapy, different therapies that can encourage healing. Keep on putting together the program of the things that work the best.
Thank you. Well, I think that's it for questions for tonight. And we have about a minute or two left. If you'd like to address us about any topic, we'll open the portal for that.
Thank you. Just a moment. We are mindful of the questions that have been asked and the people who have asked questions. The question about Margaret makes us smile. We see the warmth and the connection that is there that led through one to the other. We are with each and every one of you directly. We leave, but we do not leave.
Thank you. Okay. Well, you know what? I think we'll bring this to a close and go over to Whole Planet Healing. And thank you all for being here and your questions and your prayers and your support for Terry. And I haven't done any updates on GoFundMe for a couple of weeks, and getting ready to do a update and let everyone know what's been going on. And when we find healing things like the everything we did yesterday, we'll be letting you know about them. So on that note,